This is the June 2nd meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm George Ratter. I'm the chair. I will call the roll. Laura Elias. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Junior Browning.
Here.
Steve Brown. Mal Bernstein. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. William Hirwagen. Joseph Kay.
Yeah, William here.
Oh, good. Pat Logan. Tony Norman.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Serena Roberts. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi.
Present.
John Winger.
Present.
Augie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay. We have 10 members present. That's quorum. The first item is to establish an agenda. You have a draft agenda on KPSTX.
I'm sorry, under what date do you have that posted?
Today.
No, I'm looking at the governance meeting posting. I don't see it.
I don't see it on KPFDX. You're not seeing it?
George, secretary, recording secretary.
Yes.
You want to do recording secretary now to get started?
Well, yes, actually, I would like to do that before we even set the agenda. We've had an offer to be a secretary for this, which the task is basically to create the minutes. And Nancy Sabara-Naratomi has offered to do that. Is there any objection to her doing that?
Is there anybody else who would love to do that?
I'm sorry, this is Serene.
Yeah, okay, Serene.
I certainly don't object to Nancy taking on another task. That's fine. But we cannot have an election in the meeting in which the election is announced. And she can be pro temp for today, and we can do,
sure,
can formally approve it at the next meeting, but we can't do it in the same shot.
There's no opposition. There's no election to be had.
You know, George, let's see if it's one of those, man.
I don't see that there's any point in putting it off, or that we're supposed to.
You cannot hold an election in a meeting that did not include a notice for election. And while I don't expect there to be any opposition, it's clear no one wants the job. It's been more than a year.
Somebody else might want the position. Okay. I take that.
No. Let's just follow the rules, even if we know no one wants the position.
Well, we don't know that. But, I mean, the point of announcing it and putting it forward, presumably, would be to allow somebody who might want the position to show up, who's not actually here. All right. So Nancy, you will be secretary pro tem for this meeting, and I will send out a notice afterwards that we will have an election at the next meeting to fully invest you in the position. As the posting of the minutes, I'm pretty sure I did it.
I cannot find the agenda. Where is it? Oh,
wait a minute. I don't see it here either.
Well, if everybody's happy with the agenda.
Well, let me tell you what's on the agenda. I'll try to find it. The first item is, of course, approving the agenda. The next item is approving the minutes, which we don't have any. The next item is Mal Bernstein's motion to discuss the confidentiality procedures that we have. The item after that is...
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
We can all hear you, yeah.
Oh. I raised a point of order.
I didn't hear that. What was your point of order?
Please send us the agenda.
I'm trying to find the agenda. I'm saying it out loud from memory because I haven't found it yet. The last item on the agenda was the actually I don't see it. Oh, just a minute, I'll paste it in from the previous one. And I will send it to you all in just a moment. And the last item on the agenda is the setting of a timeline for another round of bylaws amendments. So,
George, point of just a suggestion. I see that you have a Gmail address, and did you send it from your Gmail address? If you do, I can tell you how to find it in 10 seconds. 5 seconds. You sent it from the University of Houston, and I don't have a suggestion.
No, I posted it on KPFTX, I thought, but let me just...
Okay, so when you're in your... the suggestion is real simple. When you're in your inbox, just type into the search function the word agenda, and it'll just pop up in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm a computer guy. That's one of the things I do.
In the meantime, while I'm doing that, is there any additions or changes to the agenda that you would all like? And John, I know you've got one.
Yes, I do. I've sent this out now. A list I'm going to call this, and then I sent it out to the governing GovList and the agenda. And the amendment is, I request 20 minutes to discuss and vote on this 30-word amendment added in the end of the existing bylaw, bold and bold text. The bylaw is Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 8. And I added 30 words to the end of the bylaw. And if you like, I can tell you those words.
Before we do, John, would you be all right with putting that in the section of the third item? Well, it will actually be the second since Bernstein isn't here, on setting the agenda for the bylaws, because until we do that, there's really not much point in discussing the bylaws, or new bylaws.
Well, I've got to think about it. I certainly support a roundup of bylaws and a new timeline, but I really think the bylaw actually sends a version for that. So I'd really like to get this first, because...
Okay, so your motion is to put this first on the agenda. Okay, is there any objection to that?
Yeah.
Discussion.
This is Serene. I hear an echo. Does somebody have some problem with speaker or something? But it's just, you know, John was echoing, and I don't know about Serene.
I heard an objection. Would anyone who objects speak to it?
This is Serene. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure what exactly is happening tonight. Nancy sent a motion by email. I sent a motion by email. John gets on the phone after all of that and says that he has an amendment, and you recognize him before anybody else is allowed to speak. With regard to the draft, it is a draft agenda. it is not the agenda, and it's really hard for me to work without the agenda.
I'm trying to type up everything.
So if you can repeat the things that you say.
No, I didn't see either yours or Nancy's. When did you send them?
I sent mine, I think, about half an hour ago. Nancy sent hers before that.
Well, it's all right. We will consider them in order. I wasn't aware that they were there, and John spoke to me before, just before the meeting. So what I'd like to do, since it's already on the floor, is to take John's motion, and then I'll find the other two, and we'll put them up. Is that all right? Any objection to that? Hearing none, I did hear an objection to John's putting John's bylaws amendment first. So whoever objected, would they speak to that, or was that you, Serena?
That was me, Nancy. William's motion has been on before, and so I think we should take William's motion.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to it, one way or the other?
I think I just heard something about my motion. Is that the one that's been around for 6 or 7 months, whatever it is?
Yes.
Hearing no further discussion on that, I'll take a vote on it.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I agree with you that first we have to come up with the timeline. I would like to see us pass one of the in-person meetings. So I would put that before John Winger's motion. Thank you.
Okay, so I think that is an amendment to John's motion, which is, instead of going first, it would go, it might get you right, after the discussion and establishing that we will, in fact, have a new timeline. Is that correct, Lydia?
That's correct.
Okay. And so any question on the amendment?
George, I can live with that. If Lydia Singo says part 1A and mine is 1B, I can live with that. That'll save us a lot of
time. I object to that. I'd like to be recognized.
I've
asked for the third time, please repeat what you just read off as the draft agenda, because I didn't memorize it and I didn't write it down.
I've already sent it, so it should be coming through to you from GovList. So that was not an objection to the particulars that were in front of us, which is there any objection to Lydia's amendment?
Hello?
Yes.
I'm saying I can't make that decision until I see the draft agenda. You've just sent it. Give us a moment.
It's in the email.
I recognize that. That's why I said he has just sent it. So give us a moment.
This is Benito.
Yeah, Benito.
I'm not, I don't have any particular preferences of anything on the agenda except that it makes sense to me that if William has been waiting for 6 months, I don't know that, but since he said it, 6 months with a motion to present and discuss at this meeting, at this committee, it seems to me that should take some kind of precedent.
I agree with you, Benito, and I don't think there's any real objection to it. We're waiting for Serene to get back to us as whether she has an objection or not.
Oh.
Otherwise, if there's no objection, we will move.
This is...
Yeah, Serene.
Okay. So my requested order would be, obviously, we're not going to deal with the Mal issue since he's not here today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, continuing on the agenda for several months now is William's motion. I believe that should be the first thing we deal with. The issue of cancellation of meetings is clearly a problem. We didn't have one last month because of the cancellation issue and who has a right to cancel. We need to resolve that if we're to get anything done because stuff comes up. And last month, I think someone forgot to post it, and then they set one, and then they can't. I mean, we can't do that. We need to deal with this cancellation issue. It's been going on since last October, November, excuse me. So that should be the first thing on the agenda. I don't know if anybody is here to discuss the secessionist tendencies at KPFT. If they are, they should say so. Otherwise, you know, that's something else that we don't deal with today. The timeline thing should be discussed. Nancy's motion should be discussed because she asked for it on the agenda before anything else.
Serene, what's on the floor for us is whether or not to move the goal is Lydia's amendment to John's motion, which is to move his bylaw conversation to after we establish a bylaws timeline, which would be the last item on the agenda as you've received it. So the other questions about where your motion is going to go and where Nancy's motion is going to go will be handled as soon as we complete that. I sense there's no objection to that, and so if I can, I'd like to just go do that.
Are you saying that the bylaws amendment would go after the last item on the agenda, which is the bylaws timeline? Is it that I have an amendment to the agenda that my bylaws amendment go absolutely first item of business, and then Lydia's amendment to that was to interject and move her bylaws timeline right in front of mine, so that hers is really the first one and mine is.
I didn't understand that, Lydia. Was that your motion?
I thought it was.
My understanding was not that she would move hers first, but that yours would be moved after hers, which would actually be, I think, probably the second item on the agenda. That's my understanding of it. I think Lydia is probably in traveling.
I haven't quite left yet. I went down to see.
Okay, good.
Okay. What is the question?
The question was, Lydia, your amendment to John's motion, was it that instead of having his discussion of the bylaws amendment be the very first item, that would occur after the discussion of the bylaws timeline, and that would occur in the order that it was, I assume, the order that was in the agenda, which is to say after William's discussion of meetings?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's what we have on the floor. John, did you want to object to that?
I absolutely oppose that. The urgency of this discussion is the following. I've got to say this carefully. The attendance at KPFK LSB board meetings, public safety board meetings, has suffered as a consequence of this flaw in the bylaws, which I opposed to remedy with my 30-word amendment, was on the end of the sentence of the governing bylaw. So this is absolutely crucial. We've got the LA station KPFK board shut down because of this defect in the bylaws. We at governance primarily do bylaws work. That's our highest mission. This is a first priority and absolutely should go first. And
you understand that nothing that's done at this governance committee becomes a bylaw until it's approved by the PNB, and that can't happen until we have a PNB timeline for approval.
Right, and I also understand with the other information that's on the agenda that we'll not get to this. If we can't push this to the front of the business, we won't get to this for months and months and months, possibly years.
Right.
This is frankly crucial. It must be done.
Okay.
This is the end
for the stat, please.
Lydia, and then Serene.
I think to George's point is that we can make a recommendation once an amendment has, according to the amendment process in the bylaws, has been met, or maybe even before that, we've done that before, as would be the case with this. I have no objection to the discussion, but it would still require everything that the bylaws requires to make an amendment. So I don't see how that needs to proceed, setting that second timeline, which John, like myself and George, all supported having that second round of bylaws amendments. I think even though that bylaws amendment is critical, I mean, would be important, but there are other aspects that would affect that same quorum issue that need to be amended as well. But anyway, so I still think that we need to have the timeline first. Thank you.
And your amendment is what's on the floor. Serene. Green.
Just to be clear, Lydia, you're simply asked, you realize that at this point the timeline is last on the draft agenda, and you're not trying to change the position. You're just trying to change the position of Wenger's proposal relative to yours, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Can I take a vote on this? Is there any objection to go ahead to a vote? Okay. There are certain objections to the amendment. So, Lorna Elias, a yes vote is... I'm sorry, who wants to speak?
This Benito, I'm just trying to be clear, a point of information.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what you said. What are we voting on?
We're voting on Lydia's amendment, which is to put John's discussion of his bylaw after we approve the bylaw's timeline. So John's original motion was to put it as the very first item on our agenda. Lydia's amendment is to put it after we discuss the timeline. That's what you're voting on.
That any other amendments would also go at the same time?
Any other amendment? What do you mean?
Yeah, I got the impression Serene had a proposed amendment as well, and Nancy also.
They will come up as soon as we clear this off. I will bring up both of those, and we can decide where we want to put them.
George?
Okay, fine.
Question. George?
Yes.
What's the most expeditious way to get this proposed bylaws amendment up to the front of the agenda? It strikes me that if you go through all this voting, basically, if Lydia's thing passed amendment to my thing, then mine goes to the back, and I'm still left. Now I'm at the back of the line, and I like to move it up to the front. Is there a quicker way with fewer votes to get us to get this item of mine to the front of the agenda? I don't ordinarily do this. You know, I have a whole history of being on this committee and being a good member and not saying, hey, me first. But right now we have a whole LSV that shut down for this reason. And this is pretty crucial, and it really addresses the foundational values of the bylaws. And by the way, I'm the guy who led. I was the last, the KPFK was the last station to validate the new bylaws. And it was largely due to my work with the assistance of Harrison Weil to do this. We fought because we saw the...
Let me interrupt you because this discussion is really out of order. We're
okay.
About to take a vote on your proposal. Well, actually, an amendment to your proposal. If this fails, we'll take a vote on your original proposal, which is to put it in the front. That's the only procedure for getting it there.
Okay.
A yes vote is to support Lydia's amendment. A no vote is to oppose it. Lorna, are you here? No. Okay. Lydia?
Yes.
Virginia Browning? Virginia, are you here? You may be muted.
Abstain. I'm sorry. I was abstain.
Steve Brown? Benito Diaz?
I.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, are you here? Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, are you here? No. William Hillwagon.
Yes.
Joseph Kay.
Can I pass him?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Pat Logan, are you here? Tony Norman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Serena Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Okay, so the vote is 8-1. We have one pass and one abstention. Joseph, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, so the vote is 9-1. So the next items on the agenda would be, I have one from Serene, which I found. If that's all right with you and Nancy, we'll take that one first. It says, discussion of the membership rate for 15 minutes Sreem, would you clarify what you mean by the membership rate?
The Pacifica membership rate is $25 annually per person, and that's been the case since 2003, 2002 when we were working on this stuff. It's 13 years ago. I think it may be time for an increase, and there's also apparently some confusion among some of the stations about what the membership rate, the basic membership rate actually is. I've seen people touting 35 as the basic membership rate. I've seen people touting 50 as the basic membership rate. So we need to get that cleared up once and for all. It's been going on for too long.
Where would you like to put it on the agenda?
Okay. Are we discussing the secessionists, KP, Houston?
No, I don't.
I mean, who is anyone here?
Well, I think that was Lawrence's. Lawrence, did you want us to discuss that? Lawrence?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I think the information is the people that have the information should be from KPFT. And I know Ariana was on the committee last year. I don't know if she's on the committee this year. I don't know if that has any information or if you, but that it was just, I was just concerned as to why a discussion like that was being had. And so that's why I raised the concern at that time.
Okay. I'm for leaving it on and we'll see if we'll get to it. Maybe it'll be the last thing in case, you know, the people who can't speak to it come on. But I would say that in fairness, my motion should follow Williams that has been on forever and follows Nancy, which was proposed to the group before my last.
Oh, you guys, one at a time. So you'd like to put it after Williams, is that correct? And before
after Williams and Nancy's. Nancy made her proposal first.
You'd like them to take Nancy's first, is that correct? What is Nancy's
I'd
proposal?
I'd like you to take Williams. Okay, after we do minutes, I would say Williams, then Nancy's.
Sreem, the point is that we don't have Nancy's even mentioned yet. I don't know what it is. So I was going to do yours first.
It's right below mine because I used her list to send mine. So if you're looking at mine, you're also looking at hers, and you'll see it was dated earlier. I'll look for the time. It's in the same motion. It's below my motion. I sent mine at 8:14. She sent hers at 7:46, half an hour before.
Okay, so you would like to do that one first in that case. Is that correct?
Well, it came first. It seems reasonable.
That's fine. I'm going to... Nancy, would you read it to us for the streams to hear what it is?
Okay. And I want to reduce the time because we're running out of time. If we want to get all these things, we have to put a time limit on each thing. So I don't think...
You can't set a time limit on discussion in a committee.
Okay. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it. Whereas if general managers and business managers share the financial documents with the entire LSBs, then the LSBs can better carry out their fiduciary duty and responsibility to the listeners and can more efficiently and expediently address financial problems working together with management rather than management not sharing financial documents with the LSBs. The PNB Governance Committee recommends to the PNB Finance Committee and the PNB to pass this or similar resolution for the sharing of all financial documents by management with the LSBs on a monthly basis. I put 20 minutes, but let's cut it to 15 or even 20.
You can't put a time limit on any of this in the committee.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because that's Robert's rule. I can tell you the logic of it, but that's the rule. So that's the motion. And where would you like it put, Nancy?
After Williams, here Wagons, and reduce it, not 20 minutes. It's been 15 minutes, maybe. Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, after William Hearwagon's motion.
Put it after Williams. yes. after Williams, but you can't put a time limit on discussion in a committee.
Oh, okay.
So, is there any objection to that?
I think it's already covered by existing PNB policy.
Is that an objection, John?
I don't want to eat up time, but we can cover it.
Hearing no objection, Nancy's motion comes right after Williams. We'll now go on to Serene's. You heard the discussion earlier. It was a question about the basic rate for membership. Serene, where would you like to put that?
After Nancy.
After Nancy. Is there any objection to that? Good. Hearing none. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Well, George, my motion was the third one emailed, and I'd like to go no later than third.
I'm sorry, your motion is now...
My motion was sent by email, number three in the motions. So according to Serene's principle, I'd like to go...
Serene is not deciding this. This committee just decided a little while ago, that we were going to right after the discussion of the timeline, and that's where it is. And it can't be brought up again because you can't do that. You can't have two votes on the same issue.
May I speak?
Who's that speaking?
This is Serene, sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and John, just as a point, Lydia raised the timeline thing a couple of weeks ago. So by rights, she should be right after, if we were doing it that way, she would be right after William. William's motion is several months old, so we're going to deal with that. Then Nancy sent hers today, then I sent mine, then you sent yours. But Lydia's, if you really want to do it by the clock, came before mine, yours, or Nancy's. So in addition to John saying that, George, I'm sorry, raising that you can't keep bringing the same motion forward in various forms, I think we should just get started.
Noted.
Okay. George?
So is there any objection?
There's some kind of echo. And am I the only one hearing it? Does somebody have their speaker on, or if they could go off speaker? We're hearing echoes. Am I hearing it?
It sounds pretty good to me. I can't tell with this much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Distortion.
All right. Sorry. That's all.
Okay. So, is there any objection to putting Serene's motion after Nancy's motion? Okay. Hearing none. Then, are there any other changes to the agenda?
I agree.
Who is that? Okay. Well, hearing none, then, is there any objection to approve the agenda as it's been amended? Okay, hearing none, we have an agenda. The first item on the agenda is the minutes, but I haven't got any for you. The next item on the agenda would be...
George, I got something that sure looks like minutes to me.
You do?
Well, it says agenda, but it says, I see. Never mind. I misread it. Got it. No, okay. I have no minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
So the next item would be the discussion of secessionist tendencies at KPFT, if anybody wants to have that discussion. Does anyone want to have that discussion?
Lawrence, you've got a bonnet. Sorry, Serene for the staff.
Go ahead, Serene.
I move to postpone the secessionist tendency discussion until our next meeting.
Is there any objection to postponing this till the next meeting? Okay. Hearing none. Just to make it clear, I'm also postponing Mal's not here either, and we didn't vote on it, but if there's no objection, I will postpone both of these in the same order to the next meeting. So the first item on the next meeting would be the consideration of the confidentiality policy, and the next item would be the discussion of secessionist tendencies at KPFT. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none then. The next item is Williams. William, would you read and then motivate the motion? William?
I don't have it in front of me right now. I was looking for my December 2nd email, which gave a lot of background.
Shall I read it?
I haven't. Sure. You can read the motion itself you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Resolve that meeting dates, including recurring meetings on the Pacifica board meeting calendar, which have been established by a majority vote of the committee and properly noticed, shall not be canceled except by a majority vote at a properly noticed meeting at which quorum is achieved or by the written email consent of a majority of committee members. Written email consent, so that's written for email consent, shall be sent to the entire committee. So is that your motion? William?
Yes, that's the motion.
Okay. Would you like to speak to it?
I'm sorry, say again?
Would you like to speak to it?
Yes, I was hoping to find my December 2nd email and send it to everybody, which gives all the background. Let's see.
Oh. I'm sorry, this is Serena. I actually sent that December 2nd motion to all of you just a few minutes ago.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize that. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. I wrote an email, and I hope you, if Serene did send it, that you can find it, because I wrote on December 2nd in response to something that George wrote, just to give us the context, the history, where he said he could cancel meetings or something like that. I said, you state... If everybody's look, I hope everybody's looking to see if Serene sent that. I said, George, you state in paragraph 2 below, quote, a decision was made that Robert's Rules, page 482, line 19, would govern the committee chairs, all committee chairs, right to cancel a meeting per the minutes you attached. Now, this was an email that George sent out where he referenced minutes. It appears that no such decision was made, and the decided Roberts rule does not discuss meeting cancellations. So, in other words, the things that George wrote in this email are not verifiable. The minutes of 9/17/12, which are the minutes that he referred to that gave him this right, show that no decision was made. In fact, the minutes show that the discussion by the committee was postponed indefinitely. The only use of any form of the word cancel, in quotes, in the minutes, appears in a motion that was returned by the Pacifica National Board to the committee, which is part of the discussion which was postponed at that committee. Robert's Rules 10th edition, which was current at that time, as referenced in the minutes, would rule unless Pacifica has any bylaw, special rule, or standing rule to the contrary. However, there is no rule. The section referenced in the minutes, which appears on page 482 to 485, contains no reference to cancellation of meetings. The lines attributed to Robert's Rules in the minutes are not verbatim. The actual lines from Robert's Rules seem to refer only to the calling of the first meeting after a committee is appointed. There is no mention of cancellation. Page 482, lines 17 to 23. And then I write committee procedure. This is what's in Robert's Rules. When a committee has been appointed, its chairman or first name member temporarily acting, see page 168, should call it together. If its chairman fails to call a meeting, the committee must meet on the call of any two of its members, unless for very large committees, the assembly's rules prescribe or empower the assembly or committee to require a larger number. And then I go on to say, that's the Robert's Rules. I go on to say, even your interpretation in the minutes refers to calling a meeting, not canceling a meeting. In view of the above lack of any ruling on cancellation of meetings, I hereby submit a modified version of the 2012 motion to be considered in the committee and sent to the 2014, which was when I wrote this email, Pacifica National Board. We would now refer to the 2015 Pacifica National Board. And then it's the motion that George read. So there's no history. There's nothing backing up what George said. And we need a rule. So I'm saying let's make this the rule.
Okay. So, in fact, we did meet on that date. And if you go back and listen to the meeting, as I did, we did agree that the rule would be that this was actually the second time we had discussed this, that the rule would be that the chair could cancel the meeting, but that two other members could call the meeting if they wished, if they did not wish to see the meeting canceled. That is, in
which
fact,
meeting are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one that I sent to you.
The minutes of September 17th?
Yeah, I think I got the date right.
2012? There's absolutely nothing in there like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what happened.
There's no decision made. Now, if you're going to claim that,
I'm speaking, and I have the floor, and this is not a matter of argument. I'm speaking about what happened. If you'd like a chance to speak in rebuttal, I will give it to you.
Thank you.
So, that meeting was held on that date, I believe. In fact, there was some question whether Robert's rules actually applied. We read the section that you got there, or whether we should make up something of our own, because this same discussion had come up before at that meeting. And we looked at it, we read this section. We said, "Oh, it looks like Robert rules apply." And so I said, "Okay, well, in that case, we will." Assume that these are, I forget exactly how it worked, but I said, then are we going to take this as being our procedure? And no one objected. That was the way it was. You are correct, however, that the section of Robert's rules is really talking about not so much scheduling a meeting, but convening a meeting. So our interpretation may have been incorrect. However, that was the interpretation, that was the decision that was made by this committee at that time, and that was the rule that was been in place up until this moment. So if you would like to change it, that's fine. The motion you've got on the floor is certainly in order, but that is the situation at the moment.
Okay, may I respond? This is William. May I respond?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now what I wrote was that the minutes don't show any of this. Now, I'd be surprised at myself if I didn't actually listen to the meeting, because they're all still available. So I'd like to postpone this this motion to our next meeting so I can have an opportunity to, again, go back and listen to that meeting, because I don't think anything like that really happened. And if it did, I'll apologize, but it's certainly not in the minutes, and I'm pretty sure I listened to the meeting itself, too. So I move to postpone to the next meeting, so we can listen to
it. Let me say this, William.
Listen to that meeting.
If the only purpose of postponing is to be able to make me wrong about it, I think it's pointless.
Pointless. You're going to go around saying that there's rules in effect and they're not really in effect.
Other people on the
really
committee.
Purposeful.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. We move to postpone until next week. Is there any objection to postponing until next week, to the next motion? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit upset. Is there any objection to postponing to the next meeting? I don't hear any objection, so we will do that. So this will be the third item on the agenda for the next meeting. The next item is Nancy's, I believe. Nancy, would you like to motivate your motion? I believe we did read it.
Yes. I think, 828? I think we really should consider to do this. I'd like the input of the others about this not sharing. Now, I don't know how the other stations are doing. I heard that
some stations get their information that they request for their finance committee, and some don't, and some can't find it. But sometimes, in my experience, there needs to be a rule that this must be with 24 pairs of eyes instead of just the manager and business manager. It should never be top secret, and I'm finished. I'd like to hear the group. Is anybody find an objection to this?
Virginia from KPFA.
Yeah, John from KPFK.
I've got Virginia, then John. Anybody else?
Okay.
Go ahead, Virginia.
I think I like the spirit of this, but I can just see the objections to from the some people on that are on the PMB too, and I'm wondering if the which documents you're talking about need to be specified.
Oh, all financial documents.
Well, I mean,
like bank statement, like
that
anything. Go ahead.
Sorry. Does that include personnel, salary data, every personal form that comes through for each staff member? Those are the reasons that are often given for why things are kept from LSB members. So, just wondering.
Well, I think everything should be looked at in the accounts receivable, any contracts, in accounts payable. I think we have a right as LSBs to see this, and we cannot do any kind of financial responsibility without seeing something. And to trust blindly management is one last alternative. You don't have any other. If you don't have something to document now, I understand the sensitivity of some paid staff do not want everybody to know, and I think it's pretty much this. That could be mentioned in executive session, but some sensitive things should be maybe mentioned in executive session, and but it shouldn't be blocked from an LSB. The only thing that's going to happen is the same old that's going to happen, and we have no way to improve, and our financial record is not so good.
Thank you.
Okay. Virginia, is that all for you?
Yes, thanks.
John?
Yeah. First off, I support the spirit of this motion, but it's been covered, but additionally, it has been covered before by existing PMB policy. Now, I don't have this at my fingertips, but there is a PMB policy that handles the sensitive nature of salaries, and that existing, and I can find this given a little time. The existing policy is that the treasurer of the of an LSB gets a special ability, and that special ability is they do get to see the salaries, but they're not allowed to show the salaries except within a plus and minus margin. So if the salary were $10, you can say, in a range of plus or minus, 10%. So from somewhere between $11 and $9. I believe that's existing PNB policy. But other than that, LSVs get all of the financial documents. And that's existing policy. So that's a much stronger, I think, than what's being proposed, and I certainly support what's being proposed, but I think that we can save some time by just noting that it's already covered by PMB policy. We can certainly pass it in some sense, stating that, with some caveat that this is not intended to weaken existing PMB policy, which is stronger. So we might be able to move through this very, very expeditiously.
Serene for the staff?
Serene, you're it.
Okay, so, Nancy, there's actually a motion that's been before the PNB. I'm about to send it to everyone now. dealing with access to financial information. Oh, first of all, I want to say that, you know, financial documents is way too broad to ever include an emotion. We'd have to be more specific than that. I mean, I understand your intent. Adriana Castaneda actually brought a motion to the PNB that remains on the agenda for last October, and it is currently being discussed by the Pacifica National Finance Committee. And it covers providing certain info. It's going to be amended. The form in which you're going to receive it is not the final form. It's being discussed, as I said, by the NFC. I suspect it will be amended and then sent to the PNB, hopefully. The NFC meets a week from today on the 9th, and the PNB is meeting in L.A., and it's hoped we'll get to it there. We're getting to many things there. And it's coming your way now. I think it addresses many of the concerns. Okay, I just hit send. It's kind of long. I don't necessarily, want to read it, the whole thing. But I'll read the preface. Since LSVs are required to approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports, I'm summarizing, sorry, not actually reading. The LSVs need to receive from the GM certain information in advance of each meeting. What is that sound? Is somebody on a speaker or something? Anyway, can you guys understand me?
Yeah.
No,
Serene.
Serene, I cannot totally understand you, and I'm also finding that your volume is low relative to everybody else. So if you maybe could crank up the volume on your phone or speak louder or something, because I'm having difficulty because of this level mismatch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why my line would be reacting any differently from anyone else's. I'm in the same spot I do all my meetings from. I'm in my meeting spot. It's a special spot. Okay, but it's now in your email, hopefully. Whereas specifically units have allowed little to no reserves in their budgets, and whereas closely tracking the quarterly status of each unit is particularly imperative at this time, I move that per the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, that LSBs review and approve a station's budget and make quarterly reports, that the PNB directs the LSB to make their quarterly budget actual income expenditure reports to the PNB quarterly, starting with what was then the first quarter of FY 2015, and the GMs shall produce and send to the LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft in advance of the meeting, and the NSC shall also review each unit's budgets quarterly and the updated information being sent to the PNB, being sent to the LSBs within X number of days of closing and so forth. I don't want to be overly specific because, as I said, the motion is in the process of being amended, but I think it might address your concerns.
Anyone else wish to speak to this?
Virginia.
Yeah, Benito.
I'm going to let Benito go first, Virginia, since you've already spoken.
Sure.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah. I think that, well, first of all, let me say, Serena, I'm familiar with Adriana's motion, which I support. But I also support Nancy's motion. I think that Adriana's goes specifically to the board, but not to the financial reports. And I know that LSBs, I assume she's talking about KPFT. I can talk about PFW in the past. You know, depending on who it is that we're dealing with in management, they may or may not give up the information that Nancy thinks is required and appropriate. So I think that Nancy's issue of monthly financial reports, I don't know, or maybe Nancy worked together with Adriana and they can attach it to her, you know, make an amendment to her motion something like that. But the only other thing, and I leave that up to you, Nancy, but however you want to do it, but I think that it, Nancy's request is common sense. I would also say, I don't know what the B&B policy is, one way or the other, but it would seem to me that churchers should not had some kind of special access to personnel just themselves, because we had occasions where treasurers, you know, get real cozy with the business manager and GM, and then the treasurer gets confused and thinks that her or his job is to support and defend the business manager and the GM as opposed to representing the LLC. So I don't see the reason why. Hello?
You're still on, Benito. There's no problem. Just somebody logged on.
I'm finishing. I don't see any reason why the LSB should not have access to the, personnel information in closed session. And if they need to sign confidentiality thing, so be it, whatever. You know, but I think that's required in order for the RSV to be able to have property.
Margie wants to be on the list.
Okay, Margie, and again, I'm going to let her go ahead of you, Virginia.
Okay.
Go ahead, Margie.
Thanks. I'm not quite sure who this motion is directed at. The people who should be making monthly financial reports to the LSBs are the station business manager and the GM, and also involving the local treasurer, who's a member of the LSB or may not be a member of the LSB. And I know that happens at KPFA, where, you know, financial reports are financial reports, which means that, you don't always get everything you want, and sometimes people make mistakes and things have to be corrected in a subsequent month. But when the LSB approves a budget, that includes line items for salaries for staff, and that's pretty much laid out. You know how many people, the budget indicates how many people you have working in various job categories and how much their salaries are. I think it even includes specific salaries for certain levels of employees. So, anyway, I'm not sure who this motion is directed to, because that's my question. Because it seems to me this is a problem that needs to be solved at the level of the LSB and not anyway. It sounds like people think people are withholding information. Nobody's withholding information, and anyway, I'm just saying I don't get it exactly.
Virginia.
Okay, I read the motion that Serene handed around, and it's about budgets. It's not about financial documents, the budgets. It's not about the concrete actual money. So I appreciate that it is a difference, what Nancy has brought up. And I don't always tend to think that, I do think that if LSB members, if there needs to be a confidentiality agreement, fine, but I think LSB members other than just one treasurer and connection with the business manager should be able to see what is happening in order to plan. I do agree with that.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Benito.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with both Margie and Virginia. And let me just say, I think, let me put it this way. I think that maybe the issue is even larger than we started talking about, based on Margie's comments. I think that GMs and business managers don't necessarily understand or care that it's their responsibility to report to the LSB. I know that we at PFW are not used to receiving financial reports from most business managers and GMs. And I would also tend to think, so maybe that needs to be clarified as well. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to say a little bit about this.
A point of information.
Yes.
The last sentence of Benito, I could not hear. Could you repeat the last sentence?
Well, just that maybe we also need to clarify who that should be reporting to the LSB. Because, for instance, at PFW, it's usually the treasurer that reports to the LSB, not any kind of business manager or GM on financial matters. And depending on who the business manager or GM is, they may or may not report to the finance committee. So maybe all of those issues that Margie brought up need to be addressed and added onto this motion as well.
This is George. It seems to me the sense of this motion is that there are things that the LSB wants to see that they're somehow not able to get. At KPFT, we get every month a budget and actuals. My problem with this is I'm not sure what else is needed. On the one hand, it seems to be indicating there's something being held back. On the other hand, there's nothing very specific about what's being asked for. And if you say, and you say all financial documents, that's there's no way to meet that. There's no way to do that, really. So it seems to me we need a more carefully crafted resolution. If in fact people think there are things being held back. Anybody else want to speak on this?
Nancy.
John is here as well.
Go ahead, John.
And John.
Yeah, basically, KPFK has pretty much what George says they have at KPFT. We ordinarily get a monthly report with the budget and the actuals and stuff. When I say ordinarily, that presumes that we have an intact business office. We've had some temporary people in there who haven't always managed to do that. But when things are running well, that's exactly what we get, and that's what we expect. And I really think that all five stations, LSBs, deserve that, and that's the minimum, and maybe that needs to be written out as policy to make it clear, because I really think that some of the stations, your financial, I don't mean to say office, but the total financial support system hasn't been giving all the support to the LSBs that they appear to need, because they keep asking for this. Then I'm going, what the heck? You know, you guys should be getting that automatically. So why are you asking for that? So that's my end of my comment.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken on this that would like to? Nancy, did you want to speak again?
Yeah, this is
Serene. Sorry, there was somebody there?
Serene. But I can also
somebody who wanted to speak. who hadn't spoken before.
I said I can wait for Nancy.
Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. I have never seen a bank statement. I've never seen documents like contracts, like when we're leasing our one of our HD channels. I've never seen a lot of things. How can I know that the items on the budget have any real reality? Anyway, we spent too much time on this, and I would like to everybody to think about it and postpone this. But I do think that just a report, a piece of paper with a lot of figures on it, with no bills, no receipts, no bank statement, no real documents, is just asking me to trust too much. In addition, when the majority faction supports a manager, then in that case, the manager can not show or show, but I mean, it's just free to do as will. And this, if PMB would consider making a resolution to have this place in place where you can actually see, LSB can actually see documents, then it would protect, and it would stop a lot of stupid politics for power, because this should not be. And at KPFT, we have not had an in-person audit for years, and because we're considered, I don't know what the reason is. Anyway, all kind of silly reasons. Too far away, it's too small a station. But you know, still, there's no certainty without an in-person budget and audit, and things could be really going badly, and we have no idea, like our transmitter. Oh, I don't want to talk about detailed things, but I think the LSBs have a right to see actual bills, actual numbers, actual statements.